Welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. At 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study, searching the scriptures to find the answer to the question, what does predestination mean? And at the 5 o'clock service this afternoon, our guest speaker, our brother Albert Veloz, will be bringing the message from the scriptures. The Wednesday evening prayer service at 7:30 p.m. will feature reading from the Book of Psalms, this Wednesday reading Psalm 89. And next Sunday, there will be a congregational business meeting. That's next Sunday, June 11th. That business meeting will follow directly the morning worship service, and we do encourage you to attend. We have several announcements. Mark your calendar type announcements. And coming on July 7th, there will be our annual Bethel Church picnic, which will take place Saturday, July 7th, at Eden Vale Park, which is the Hayes Mansion in San Jose. And it's a lovely park with a lot of shade and restrooms close by. So more details to come on that. Then on July 15th, the evening service at 5 p.m., we'll have an evening called Bethel Summer Gala. And that's uniting young people and adults to share their musical gifts, singing, playing an instrument or whatever, and our children in Bethel, and they'll have a program. There will be a fellowship dinner afterwards. Our guest speaker will be Paul Myers, and please see Mrs. Miran Myers for more details on that. Also, there's a insert in your bulletin concerning the garage sale. Now, this is this coming Friday, June 8th, and also Saturday, June 9th, and which will be at 355 Cox Avenue, and that's the home of the Tomlinsons. And if you have some items to donate, you can call area 408-686-9431 and ask for Mary. And now that the reason for that garage sale is that it benefits Informed Choices, which is formerly known as the South Valley Care Pregnancy Center. So that's a very worthwhile cause. One other thing here we have, and this also benefits Informed Choices. It's a restaurant, Station 55 in Gilroy. Some of you may be familiar with that place. And There will be, you can enjoy breakfast, lunch, or dinner, and the purpose is to raise funds for Informed Choices. So 25% of the cost of the meal will automatically be donated to Informed Choices. So when you place your order, you need to have a big notebook for all these announcements here, but one of the things, place your order, show them this flyer, tell the server, and they will take care of the rest. Also refer to your insert in your bulletin, the regular, what we call happenings insert, for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from let's see here. I guess I need a bulletin. This is deja vu. Oh, it is. It's what I had typed here. I'm sorry about that. Oh, well, you know what happens when you're married 60 years and you're 82 years old. I mean, who knows what's next. Okay, this is Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 5. Stand up and bless the Lord your God from everlasting to everlasting. Blessed be your glorious name, which is exalted above all blessing and praise. Brother Levis will be leading us now in singing the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. So let's begin our worship with hymn number 27, I Sing the Mighty Power of God.
Thank you, brother. Folks, good morning. It's good to see each and every one of you. You know, concerning the summer musical gala, I really can't wait to hear the trio of Pastor and Brother Plick and Brother Tomlinson sing up here. Amen. That would be a real treat. But anyhow, we really hope that you all can come and listen to the gift of music that we can bring to Bethel Baptist Church during that day. With that, once again, turn to Hymnals 2, page 27, I Sing the Mighty Power of God.
I sing the mighty power of God that made the mountains rise, that spread the flowing seas abroad, and built the
comfort to know that God is an ever-presence in our lives. Amen. Amen. Now go ahead and turn your hymnals to 262, Trusting Jesus.
Trust in Jesus.
What a comfort it is in that song, Trusting Jesus, That Is All. Plain and simple, enough said, amen. Go ahead and please stand and turn your hymnals to 397. And since it's a short song, we're going to go ahead and sing all three verses of I Have Decided to Follow Jesus.
Remain standing for prayer as we pray to our mighty God. Our Heavenly Father, we remember the words of King David in Psalm 34. He said that I will put in my praise to the Lord all the time. Thank you, Father, that you encourage us through your word to praise you in good times and in bad times. Thank you, Father, that you encourage us to praise you when we are healthy or when we are sick. Thank you, Father. Now, Lord, we pray that through this service, you cause us to honor and love you more than ever. And, Father, that we may remember your name above any other name in this earth. Lord, we praise you for using our church through our church ministry in Morgan Hill, through our radio ministry in KKMC, and we pray for every audience, for every member of that audience that that radio reaches. We pray for the internet ministry that goes as far as Korea and England. We pray for the CD ministry, people who receive our service during the week by mail. And then they praise your name and they study the scriptures together. Thank you, Father, for allowing our church to be just a tiny little bit thing in the kingdom of God to promulgate and to bring the kingdom of God to others. As a body of believers, we have people who are sick, and we pray for Dr. McCormack in the very last moments of his life. We pray for Ann Pareto, Mildred Plica, Lord Maruja Rabines, the wife of our former missionary in Peru, is in trouble with cancer, and we pray for her. Her husband died of cancer, then her mother died of cancer, and now she finds herself with cancer, and we pray for her recovery and her peace of mind. She's a great believer, and we have confidence in that you will touch her heart. We pray for our brother Freddy here, who is her brother, and very soon flying back to Peru to be with her. Lord, we pray for Betty Cianello with pain, for Helen Menig, Romulo Noriel, Lord, for his legs, and then for Camille McCormack and the new healing process of a new surgery to be done. Thank you, Lord, that we can rely on you, knowing that you work in the doctor's hands and everyone. Lord, we do have missionaries who are the extension of our church physically, Carol and Ruth Knott in Seville, Spain, Eusebio and Marisa Perez in Malaga, Giovanni and Barbara Avendaño in Guatemala, Central America, Marta Poretti in Buenos Aires, Jose and Diane Avila in Costa Rica, the Informed Choice in Gilroy, now in Morgan Hill, the Christian Athletic Association in San Jose, California, Daniel and Miriam Lacey in the Road Race Ministry, and Fred and Carol Lewis in the U.S. Center for World Missions in now in Portland, California. Thank you, Lord, that you allow us through 30 years of ministry to extend the work of missions to people who in different ways and in different manners have the same idea. They want people to know Jesus. They want to know Jesus through your holy word, the Bible. Thank you for the support of our church. People in the internet, people in radio support the church. People at the church support the church. And we can carry on the ministry. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. So we pray that you bless the offering and you bless the giver. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
Not in the heart.
Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the first book of the Kings. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 408. We will be reading 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 1 through 14. Would you please stand now for the reading of God's word, 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 1 through 14. And Solomon made affinity with Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and took Pharaoh's daughter and brought her into the city of David, until he had made an end of building his own house in the house of the Lord and the wall of Jerusalem round about. Only the people sacrificed in high places, because there was no house built unto the name of the Lord until those days. And Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the statutes of David his father. Only he sacrificed and burnt incense in high places. And the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for that was the great high place. 1,000 burnt offerings did Solomon offer upon that altar. In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, "Ask what I shall give thee." And Solomon said, "Thou hast showed unto thy servant David my father great mercy, according as he walked before thee in truth and in righteousness and in uprightness of heart with thee. And thou hast kept for him this great kindness, that thou hast given him a son to sit on his throne, as it is this day. And now, O Lord my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father, and I am but a little child. I know not how to go out or come in. And thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen, a great people, that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this thy so great a people?" And the speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. And God said unto him, "Because thou hast asked this thing, and hast not asked for thyself long life, neither hast asked riches for thyself, nor hast asked the life of thine enemies, but hast asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment. Behold, I have done according to thy words. Lo, I have given thee a wise and an understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee. And I have also given thee that which thou hast not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be any among the kings like unto thee all thy days. And if thou wilt walk in my ways to keep my statutes and my commandments, as thy father David did walk, then I will strengthen thy days." Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father and our God, we thank you that we can assemble together again this day in peace to worship you and learn from your word, the Bible. And so we are grateful, knowing that we can't rely on our own self-righteousness and man-centered ideas of good and evil, but we rely on you and your word, the source of all wisdom and truth. Give us understanding as Pastor comes to further explain the scriptural message today, and direct our steps that we may live our lives in a manner that is pleasing to you. You have created all things, and only by your grace we can thank you for the tremendous blessings we receive from your hand as your people, all due to the person and work of our great God and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him as he comes to deliver the biblical message of true success. Bless us and those listening on the radio and CD and the internet with full attention, so that we may not only be hearers of the word, but doers also. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Would you please be seated?